Beatrice and five ladies, Prasthit's wife, Savita, Madan's wife, Shanti, and Meena's lady leaders, Pruni and Maya. So five from Nepal, these ladies arrived on 29th November. Their flight got about 2 hours, 3 hours late. So they finally came over. We put them at Mulberry, five of them. So came to have dinner like 9. Earlier, it would have been like 6 p.m. And the following morning, they were to leave at 7:30, but they left at 8:30. One of the believers, Bhima, his brother-in-law, he owns a 12-seater van. That's his business. So it worked it out that he would be traveling, and he's a believer too. And nine ladies and him left for Uttarakhand near to Glav Singh's home. There's a new hotel, another hotel. So they reached there like 5:30 p.m. And yesterday they had a ladies' fellowship at Glav Singh's home. Glav Singh has a new home also at back, which is where the farm is. He has a farmland as well at the behind the house. So he has a good space which is covered with shed structure and floor. So he could have, like Indian style, sitting the way, then could even accommodate 500 believers. So at that location, they had a ladies' fellowship yesterday. And today, they would be going to Kotwar, about 2 hours away. Goes through Hardwar, and instead of going straight towards Delhi, they will turn left and they will go through jungle area after sometimes and then reach Kotwar. There's a Roman Catholic retreat center called Ujala. Ujala means light. Many words are used for light in Hindi, but this word, Ujala. So they will stay there tonight, and today is a fellowship day. And tomorrow, this is a two-day fellowship, which Rajinder is hosting, Rajinder Puja. They will have 10 days. On 10th, they will come back. 30th, and then 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. So 11 days trip. I'm sure they'll be very, very blessed, and they will be at Ram Singh's, that side too, Jayargarh area. They have a lot of fun things to do and great fellowship time awaiting. Today for me, Raj Sutan and Punjab leaders, about 6 of them will come, plus Bola has been in Delhi area, and Bola from Calcutta, Haldia. There was a three-day leaders fellowship at Navinta, and Bola came and stayed over. That three-day leaders meet was 27th, 28th, 29th. So Sharma and Bola also will join us today. So we'll have actually 8 with Raj Sutan and 2, so 10. That's my program today. So looking forward for great time today with these guys. And Beatrice is away, but Sanjay is with me and a maid who is from Calcutta, Bengal, and I think she's also a believer. Her relatives go to fellowship over there, and she knows about the fellowships. She's very, very wonderful. Really does great job. She cooks. Sanjay Bhaiya also can cook, but he oversees everything, so I can focus with believer guests. And Sanjay also has many wonderful things taking place with his believers and his labor and his labors now. It's moving like that near Etawa. That's on the way to Kanpur, Delhi to Kanpur. There's a place called Etawa, and things are really taking place over there. And one of these days, Sanjay will go with his labor, Ram Kumar, who now blessed to have a shop nearby in a nice shopping area, which God blessed this Ram Kumar to have, and at a very nice location. So God's blessing is really manifesting with Ram Kumar, and Sanjay told me that he only needs to tell him a few things and this guy, and also that the fundamental thing that Sanjay shared with him is to look only to God. He will show you, direct you, and so forth. So with Ram Kumar, basically he doesn't have to tell him what to do, or Ram Kumar doesn't come to Sanjay what to do, but he will share with Sanjay the wonderful works of God and how things are taking place. And he is teaching the same to his family, who already have seen signs, wonders, and miracles in home village, Etawa area. And God is adding to them in that village area, such as should be saved. And his father, his family, they're healing the sick, they're casting out devils. They have never been to any fellowships, never met Sanjay, but ready harvest and ready people. So they have a plan to visit that place one of these days. So Sanjay says, when God just shows me to make this trip, they will go. So exciting things are taking place through Sanjay. On 8th, let me see, yeah, 8th of October, Jyoti's husband, Suresh, will come over and join us to travel to Kanpur with Gyan Singh, Bhagwan Singh, and Bhima, and myself, to join a 3-day leaders meeting which Ramchandra is hosting. The fellowship this 3-day is 10th, 11th, and 12th. And on 13th, we will be back to Delhi. And on 15th and 14th evening, Beatrice will go to the airport to fly to Tampa, nearest airport to St. Petersburg, to join Preet and Johnny. Sambi and Nozomi are already there, arrived yesterday. On 15th, Suresh and I and Stephen, we will fly to Dehradun, and we have program days with Gulab Singh. We'll be with Gulab Singh, his leaders and fellowships that Gulab Singh's planned. So from 15th to 21st, we'll be there. And on 21st, we'll come back. And on 23rd, Suresh will fly back to Nepal. And this was Suresh's desire that he wanted to travel with me. Not that I just visit Nepal and then see him, but, you know, with so many people, but Suresh will be traveling with me. And that was his really desire. So I know great things, great time with Suresh and the individuals who will travel with me during that time, and looking forward for that trip. And there's another trip that is coming up, but which will be in November for me. That is November 6th to Ranchi to attend 3-day leaders meeting there in Jharkhand state. And on 10th of November to Kolkata, again 3-day leaders meeting. And from Kolkata, we'll fly back on 14th November. And after that, another trip, 18th November, I have a plan to visit with Priya. And Mada will also join this trip to Rajinder's 3-day leaders meeting in Dehradun, Rajpur, the way to Mussoorie. And we'll fly back on 21st. So 18th, we will reach there. Already meeting is going on. And 19th and 20th and 21st to come back. Before 25th of November, Patrick and Crystal arrive. I think could be 23rd or so. And we fly together. Priya will join in this trip too, to Kathmandu. And Krishna will join us right there. And there'll be two fellowship, one through Krishna, one through Praschit. And we will fly to a new airport from Kathmandu, which is the western side of Nepal, called Butwal area. And there's a fellowship that Jyoti wanted us to visit. So that's the first time we are visiting that area, and convenient to travel there by flight, and about 20 minutes drive to this particular place. And after the fellowship, we will drive on road to Narayangarh, and there will be 3 fellowships there. One is Meera, her leader's fellowship, and then 2 days with Krishna. And then on road to, and oh yeah, Bruno from France will join us at Kathmandu from the beginning on 25th. So Patrick, Christelle, and Bruno will be traveling, and Stephen also traveling with me. After Narayanganj area, we will drive to Pokhara, and several fellowships in Pokhara. On 9th December, we fly back to Delhi. And on 15th early morning, I'll fly to Tampa and join the family. And Priya and Madhav also join. Priya will fly 13th of December. I'll fly on 15th. Madhav will join. Right now they're thinking on which day, but before Christmas he will join. Maybe 16th, something like that. And Sanjay will hold the fort. So many things happening till the end of the year. And I have no plan made in the U.S. so far. But St. Petersburg is a warm place, so everybody's welcome to that side and fellowship. And I'm very, very blessed that Glenna's everything is taken care of, and everything is taken care of already. Really, this is the thing. God is so perfect, and He has ordered our steps, and He has blessed us with all spiritual blessing, and Jehovah means He calls to become and provides. We are living in the heavens order, heavens fiber. The making is grace and not of works, but the grace of God, God's working. And hence we rest. And we move when He gives us that energy, His input is bringing into us that desire to eat, desire to walk, desire to sit, desire to watch TV, desire to whatever. He is totally watching over us so that we can manifest this life which is more than abundant. The righteousness of God, everything that God considers really right and blessed thing, the perfect thing for us, the righteousness of God is fulfilled in those who walk not by the flesh, not those who focus on the fleshly way, living by the fleshly information, but those who walk by the Spirit, those who are led by the Spirit, those who are allowing God to direct, not Himself, herself to direct. And that walk is very easy. We are naturally spiritual, so it's very easy. Just the switching of the ourselves to which source we attach ourselves, open our heart towards. That allows God, when we incline to God as the source, then allows Him to very freely get us to walk in this good works which He has already planned, that we should move forward in it. We have been always sharing about these wonderful truths by the Spirit of God to encourage everyone to make God as the source and let Him take care of us. Let Father take care of us, like Jesus said, take no thought. Don't worry how all these things take place. How the money comes, how the food comes, how the finance come together, or anything in life situation of that particular time comes together. Take no thought. Don't worry. That's the perspective of Jesus Christ. Jesus lived like that. That He didn't get anxious, but allow God to make it happen. And desire of God is for us to really have a wonderful, wonderful life as Christ, sons and daughters of God. And because we are blessed and very happy and being led by God, the result is that many people, the millions and millions, the billions, they will be saved through us and come to this knowledge from God, spiritual wisdom and revelation of knowledge of Him, knowledge of God, to really flow into us, that we are constantly, our eyes being enlightened, we are able to see, not darkness, but we are able to see. And we are very peaceful. Our eyes of our understanding is being enlightened, then we have peace. Like Jesus had peace. He could say, take no thought, is because he saw, he inclined to God and allowed God to explain him, give him understanding. That God gives understanding in all things, let him do that. So hence, he can bring out the fruit. So we are able to walk like that. The sufficiency of God, not sufficiency of ourselves, but our standard is the sufficiency of God. We have that. We have the mind of Christ. And we can know the Jehovah's judgment. And we have Jehovah's understanding because he gives us understanding. So it's really cool. And it's really cool to see the wonderful works of God which he is performing continuously before our eyes. And therefore we are very, very thankful. Thankful to God for all the wonderful things that he is doing. And we are the lights of this world. And he wants to add to us such as should be saved. He wants to take us to that ready harvest, the ready people. In the ready harvest, there are ready people. And one after another, things will happen. And in ready field, people are ready to receive wholeness, healing. Such as should be saved, such as should be made whole. So those people are there, and God knows how to get us to that one person and then network of ready people. And not like in Nazareth, where they were not ready, not inclined to believe, unbelief. But God is taking us to the ready harvest. And for Sanjay, the ready harvest was not right where he is. This first one is not where he is, but in Etawa, miles away. So there's no law. With God, there's no law, no fixed pattern, but that ready person could be, but that first ready person was right where he go shopping. Like he help us and then does grocery shopping at Huda Market, where he met this Ram Kumar. And it was not that Sanjay was always talking to Ram Kumar, but one day he got a call when he was at the market, parking area, from one of the believers from Kanpur. And that conversation took like an hour and a half, and Ram Kumar was nearby and observing and overhearing what Sanjay was speaking about. And Ram Kumar happened to have need in his life. He has heard about God. Sanjay has already shared something about God. But that time, this hour and a half talk, Sanjay was walking up and down like that. Ram Kumar walked up to Sanjay and said, "It really blessed me what you were talking." And that was the kind of beginning. And Ram Kumar was a person who is such as should be saved. And it began in the ready harvest. So we are expecting that kind of ready harvest, because we know that harvest is plenteous. It's not that harvest is lacking, but harvest is plenteous. And God exactly knows where that harvest ready field is. And we see in the scripture too, how God opened up to Paul that harvest ready field. And Peter the same, and Philip, and so forth. That individuals, God took them or brought them or however, that they were able to be in that harvest ready field. and people were ready. We have to expect that. It's available and we can expect that. And thank God that this is assurance of things unseen. Evidence is not seen, but we know it is. And we expect that. Harvest ready field and the laborers. That's the direction, that kind of direction. And all it takes is that one moment. And God takes us to that one moment, one jackpot moment. And we believe, we expect that one, and we will see. And it becomes a history. Okay, that's what I want to share. Thank you.